This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and today we're going to begin our series speaking with State Senator Dave Kinski, who is in Cheyenne for this year's legislative session. We will be getting weekly updates from Senator Kinski, and here is the first in the series.
Well, we gaveled in Tuesday, but I've been down here since last Thursday going to a series of meetings trying to get prepared. And of course, the focus that I have during these 40 days is on the budget because I'm on the Appropriations Committee. And what's shaping up is pretty much as I expected. You've got the spenders and you've got the savers. And I count myself in the spender camp. If we've got all this extra money, let's put it away permanently. And, we had a vote on Appropriations Committee where we got outvoted by our House colleagues who don't want to put any of it. They voted not to put any of it in the permanent savings and keep all of it right here on the table where it could be gotten to. So what I hear sometimes from people is, let's just do it while we got the money. So you see projects that, are not necessarily gotta-haves but wanna-haves come trotted off the shelf. And then you see pressure from people wanting to restore ongoing spending. So it wasn't that long ago we had to pare back the Medicaid program. Now there's been a proposal put on the table to restore all those cuts and perhaps spend more before we're done. And you got to be so careful because we're just dealing with one-time money. And that's not only because we're flush with cash from oil and gas, but there's other hidden sorts of traps. So let me give you an example, Aaron. So when the COVID emergency hit at a time when it really was a pandemic, Congress passed laws, and one of them said, hey, states, we ordinarily pay 50% of your Medicaid. For the duration of the emergency, we will pay 56%. And that will persist until the president declares an end to the pandemic. Well, that extra 6% is $36 million a year into our Medicaid program. But whenever the president decides to formally declare the emergency over, which he hasn't yet, that $36 million just goes away. Well, if you start spending it and then the money goes away, where is it going to come from after that? So you just have to be so careful to avoid digging yourself into a hole. It just never ceases to amaze me. We've all been used to boom and bust in Wyoming, and every time there's a boom, the memory for the bust just seems to evaporate.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So that's really the story so far, and I'm seeing it, the spenders versus the savers, and there's a lot of pressure to spend while there's all that extra money, and I'm sorry to say that. I wish we could quickly coalesce around an agreement, but let's put that money into the permanent fund where it will be there to help things like our education well into the future.
Yeah, that to me would be the sane option. So yeah, I'm with you there.
And then the other thing that people have to bear in mind is we had all that CARES money, then we had all that ARPA money, which we still haven't spent, and then right behind it now we have the Investment and Infrastructure Jobs Act, which is going to pour $2.8 billion into Wyoming for construction over 5 years. Isn't that incredible? We haven't even done, we're not even done spending the ARPA money yet. And here comes another flush of nearly $3 billion from the federal government, which of course is why we're dealing with inflation.
Property tax relief.
Oh.
I wanted to ask you about that because Mike Madden had given you an idea of how to, I guess, simplify changing that, and you seemed kind of interested at the time. Have you looked more into that or not?
Well, at the town council meeting in Buffalo, new councilman, former legislator Mike Madden suggested the easiest way to get property tax reform is to alter the percentage of value that's used to assess your home. So right now, once the assessor comes up with what they think the value of your home is, they assess it at 0.95%. He said, just lower that percentage. Well, just as soon as I got home from the meeting, I typed out an email to staff in Cheyenne saying, start preparing a bill that does this. And then I got hold of Bo Beitman, one of my colleagues who is the chair of the revenue committee, passed the idea on to him, and he's taken a hard look at that bill as well as another property tax bill that I drafted.
Very
So I'm
good.
getting kind of optimistic we're going to get some relief.
And it may be sooner than later. Some of the options you were looking at were possible constitution amendments that would be 2 or 3 years down the road before anything could happen.
Yeah, the problem with the constitutional amendment, there's two things. What they're talking about a constitutional amendment is to get rid of fair market value and say your property tax is based on whatever you paid. California did that. It was a disaster. And as one of the assessors told me, if you want an income tax in Wyoming, just go to acquisition-based property tax. Plus, the second problem with it takes a constitutional amendment. That's years. We need relief now. So there's a two-pronged attack. One is we already have an income, or excuse me, two-pronged attack. One is we already have a property tax credit, but it has an income test and an asset test. So revenue, under Chairman Weitman has a proposal to raise those limits so that many more people qualify for that credit and then fund it with whatever it takes, 10, 20, 30, $60 million. The other proposal is to find a way to permanently bring that tax back down through law rather than having to wait 2 years for a constitutional amendment. So I've got two proposals in the pipeline. One is to adjust the mill levy downwards so the county can assess 12 mills, the state can assess 25 mills, the city can assess 8 mills. Adjust those mill levies down so they still have the money they need, but not an extra 30%. The other proposal is to adjust the percentage of assessed value. So I'm optimistic that we're going to come out of here with, if not one, but two forms of property tax relief. That's awful complicated, Aaron. I'm sorry. You
No,
know,
no,
people start to fade.
it's complicated, but you're explaining it. And so
All
I
right.
know you're not, I know you're thinking you're not explaining it, but you are.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Have a great day.